22nd of October, Srinagar on the houseboat, in Ajahn Suchin's room, with Nina, Ludovic, Jonathan and Sarah.
One might think that, oh, all right, I've developed passion for unpleasant object, yeah. But forget about developing kanti for also pleasant object.
Yes, because last night I said to you, I hope there's a Dhamma talk, and you said, let us depend on conditions because Dhamma is another. I thought of it, it's true, whatever we hear, it's conditioned, we cannot force anything. Yeah.
And that was Dhamma that I told you yesterday before you retired.
Yeah. Yes, I thought of it. Yeah. You told me, I thought of it.
But it's not like coming to here and then I'll tell you something, it's not like that. Just few words are also Dhamma.
Yes, and also that you said that all the paramis must be developed with detachment. That was also just a good reminder, short reminder.
Because attachment always comes in, unknowingly, all the time.
Yeah. But we cannot force detachment to be detached.
No,
we cannot.
But by developing panya.
Only that way.
Only that way. Panya will know, and then it will see better and better. Yeah. Clearer and clearer without attachment. That's the point, always going along the path with detachment.
Yeah.
Because it's the way to become detached, so it has to be going along the way with detachment until it's fulfilled.
Yes.
Yeah. Because all the teachings of Buddha is about developing right understanding so that there will never be attachment anymore.
Yeah.
Long way.
Yes, but since we understand reality right now, it is the way. Otherwise, people who don't understand that Dhamma is right now, that's not the way at all.
And when there is a moment of kusala patience, then there is detachment at that moment too.
Because I is always there only by understanding reality as reality. Even it cannot appear to avijja, because now seeing sees. But the reality which sees, that hasn't appeared directly to panya of that level yet. So there is thinking about the nature of that reality. How is it? But now it sees. Just that.
Mm-hmm. It sounds so simple.
Until it develops.
Yeah.
And one day it will for sure, but little by little, like holding the knife's handle.
Thank you very much for the short reminders of Dhamma.
I appreciate your kusala karmas very, very much, because now all of you can help the others much more than when we don't have website or something like that.
Thank you very much.
October 22nd, Srinagar on the houseboat at breakfast with Maeve, Sarah, Sukin.
It just seems to be in this situation the best, because you see that even we have the kind speech or kindness, it depends on the person whom we talk about, whether they like it or not.
Yes.
So we have to understand that person.
Yes.
And understand the right time.
The right time and the right place.
And the right word. Right.
With regard to the showing of the metta.
Yes, I'm speaking about my parents and how they are often unwell and unhappy, and how I would like to help them. But you must say, always remember anatta. But also, better to be kind, just to be kind.
In a way they can appreciate
them. Yes. Because at that moment it's your own thinking about people.
Yes.
With kusala or akusala, that's all.
Yes. Most likely akusala, because it's like frustration or worry.
But I think you have an advantage over me, because you're soft-spoken. I have the same difficulty with my parents, and I'm not soft-spoken.
I'm not sure whether that is enough.
Yeah, I know it's not, enough. My speech is not really very good.
We can say anything, but it depends on the moment when it comes.
You mean on the moment when it comes, whether it's kusala or akusala at that moment, whether it's with kindness.
Or dosa.
Or dosa. or attachment and expectation.
That's why this is it's a moment of understanding reality of oneself. So it's better than all that can be known directly, clearer than thinking about the others. Thinking is not as clear as direct awareness of a reality.
October 22nd, Srinagar, on a shikara on the lake, with Sarah and Jonathan.
Each Dharma gone, never come back, and how bad Nama Dhatu is, keep on arising.
Nobody can stop its arising at all.
Keep arising and clinging, keeps clinging to it.
Right.
We begin this life thinking that the ideal would be if Nama Dhatu always arise and never cease, right? That is the conventional view, immortality. And then gradually we have to unlearn that, and we have to learn that Nama Dhatu would be better if it would die and not be reborn. So it's the complete opposite to the conventional view that we start out with in this life.
Detachment rather than attachment.
No one but thinking, see? Nothing but thinking. Mm-hmm. Especially taking many things out of visible object. Yes. How foolish.
And it's just visible object.
Just like looking at the picture.
Right.
Taking things out of the picture.
Yes, I see. Mm-hmm. Finding meaning in mere visible object.
Yeah. The world of understanding and the world of ignorance is quite different.
It's just the same, just visible object anywhere.
It depends on avicca and vicca, that's all. To know the truth and to know the illusion.